Huh? How about a little go?
See?
That's what we're talking about.
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through Mile High or deep into the black hole, it always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Welcome to Chiefs Rewind, another victory edition of Chiefs Rewind. That's seven in a row for Kansas City. This one was hard. Chiefs beat the Chargers 10-3. Mitch Holt is with you along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. All right. If you're going to win seven in a row and win four in the division, they're not all going to be pretty in the Nelson Atkins Art Museum. What about winning a game like this?
That's what good football teams do, Mitch. We talked about that early in the season. This was a team that was close, but they couldn't overcome their mistakes. I mean, make no mistake, this was not a pretty football game by any stretch of the imagination. In the first half, it was penalties. They had five penalties in the first half, team that averaged just 6.6 throughout the season. And a team that had plus 13 turnover differential coming into today's game, second best in the NFL. They had to overcome those mistakes, and they were able to do that. It's the reason that they're 8-5 right now.
I want to ask you about one player in particular, D. Ford, the many things he did today to help his team win.
We can just call it. This is the best game of D. Ford's career. He came into this game with 1.5 career sacks, and with Justin Houston being out, his name was going to be called. He's gotten better every single game. I actually talked with Tomba in the locker room after the game. He said it was just a matter of time before D. made an impact like he did today. Had three sacks. The Chiefs, as a team, came into this game with eight players with at least two sacks. Today, they got their ninth player with at least two sacks in D. Ford. Unbelievable performance, going all the way to the last play of the game. Unbelievable.
What they overcame today, too. Critical penalties. Took a 59-yard punt return off the board, a 63-yard touchdown, and Alex Smith's interception streak or passes that interception ends. However, what they overcame to win this game.
I think he overcame a lot. And when you talk about D. Ford and everything he was able to do for the defense, but you look at the end of the first half, that's really where it changed for me. And a lot of it had to do with Alex Smith using his legs, taking off and running the ball. That third and three conversion that he had where he showed some fire after the game on the way that he was brought down, that kind of changed it for me. A couple plays later, he found Albert Wilson for that touchdown. A couple plays after that, they got the ball back, got the field goal. That really changed the game for me, and it started with Alex Smith.
Hey, for more reaction and analysis, let's go to our studio now. And Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney and former Chief Danon Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios. And Danon, if the Chargers were to come in and play spoiler, they would need to do it on Salute to Service Day at Arrowhead Stadium. There you see some of the military running on the field, leading the Chiefs onto the field today. And the Chargers started with Melvin Gordon. He got a lot of comparisons when he was going to be drafted to Jamal Charles, but not a very Jamal Charles-like day for Gordon. And here you see on one of the first drives of the game, Ron Parker doesn't give up on this play, able to sack Phillip Rivers for a loss of 3 yards, and the Chargers would line up to punt.
Yes, and this is a situation where a key mistake was made. Fortunately, it didn't bother the Chiefs very much, but Frankie Hammond comes back for the punt. And the one thing you don't want to do against a 3-9 team when you're trying to make a playoff run is cough up the ball and give the opponents a short field for their offense. First down, Chargers.
But here's the thing, Dan, and the Chargers are not able to take advantage of this short field. You see a pass to Malcolm Floyd, falls to the ground, and a 42-yard field goal. It's no good. So no harm, no foul, but you see a lot of those raincoats in the crowd. It's a very rainy day. When it's a rainy day, you've got to get that ground game going.
Absolutely. The Chiefs did a really nice job coming out, throwing the ball, showing that they could in the elements. But ultimately, it comes down to the run game. Charcandrick West, and now a great run by Spencer Ware to get things going on the ground. And then Alex Smith, he wants to get involved in the mix. Turns downhill, takes a little bit of a late shot here. And Pete gets up, more fiery than I've seen him at all throughout his career. And you know what? You don't want to make the Hulk angry, because a couple plays later, what does he do?
Hits Albert Wilson for 44 yards. I like to see that fire in Alex Smith. You know he had to be happy about that touchdown.
Absolutely. Perfect throw and catch. Good protection in the pocket. Separation by Albert Wilson. Really does a nice job off to the races for the score.
Second touchdown of the season. Second touchdown of Wilson's career. And the next drive, Rivers tries to find Malcolm Floyd once again, but into the hands of Derek Johnson.
Well, two big playmakers for this defense all season long has been Marcus Peters with the deflection, and then comes up with the big play and Derek Johnson. Key turnover.
So it's good field position for the Chiefs. You see as Smith hits Macklin there for 21 yards, and we've seen it over the past few weeks. When Smith is scrambling,
it usually
means good things for the Chiefs. He takes it up 18 yards, puts Cairo Santos in good field position for a field goal. It's a 40-yard try before the half, and Guess what? The Brazilian drills the field goal. It's 10-0 into the half. And in the second half, the Chiefs defense continues to contain this Chargers team.
Well, the Chiefs defense has done an outstanding job game in and game out and making necessary halftime adjustments. And they did that in this game, continuing to wreak havoc on the Chargers offense in the run game and then not giving any kind of room for Phillip Rivers to do any of his magic that we've seen in the past.
You see the defense bend, but they didn't break. A 30-yard field goal is good and brings the Chargers to within one score. And that opened the door for the D-Ford's coming out party.
Well, knock, knock, Pete. There's a new man in town. His number 55 comes in with a big play. His first sack of the season there. Really does a nice job. We knew he had speed. He's a former first rounder. We've been waiting for this day, and he came through with big play after big play. The second sack right here, Pete. Amazing.
Three sacks on the day, three sacks on the season for D Ford. It's the last chance for San Diego. It's 10-3. Phillip Rivers driving late. That's Antonio Gates with a great catch over two defenders. And then Vincent Brown, they had to sign him this week because they had injuries at the wide receiver position. Brings it to the 1 yard line of the Chiefs. So the Chargers have a great chance right here, but Ladarius Green not able to hold on to that one. Last chance, fourth down, 10 yards to go. Tries to find Danny Woodhead. No dice.
No dice indeed. And guess who's making another play? Number 55, D Ford. Not just wreaking havoc on Phillip Rivers in the backfield, but has the responsibility of defending a running back out of the backfield. Key deflection, big play, game Chiefs.
So a great day for D Ford on defense. As you see, a great day for Albert Wilson. Four receptions, 87 yards, and one touchdown in the Chiefs' 10-3 win over the Chargers. And it wasn't a pretty win, but it's a win nonetheless.
Well, now, you know what? Here's a riddle. What's an ugly win?
What's that?
A win. It's still a win. It doesn't matter, Pete. In this situation, you're going down the stretch. You're in the last quarter of the season. The Chiefs win another consecutive game, and more importantly, a divisional game and a home win. So now they put themselves in a prime position to win games and be able to play in January. I'll take an ugly win over a loss any day of the week.
All right, Jaden, well, let's check in on the winners of seven straight, the Kansas City Chiefs inside Arrowhead Stadium.
It was a great time out there, man. The defense did a good job of just keeping them away from scoring 7 points in the last series. We know we had to get off the field. We couldn't let them score seven. So I think the defense overall and the coaches did a good job on the last series.
Feel to see D4 make so many good plays.
Oh, man, that's lovely, man. That shows the depth we got. You know, he has some huge shoes to fill with Justin now, man. But he came in, made some key plays for us, and he ended the game the right way.
The last drive, you bent all the way down to the one. But can you talk about the stops there at the end?
Man, Coach kept talking about the good teams pull out the win at the end of the day, regardless of how the game goes. This is a National Football League, so regardless of if they haven't won, Chargers haven't won many games, they came with their A game today, played really well. And, I mean, Phillip Rivers at the end, that's kind of like that's traditional Chiefs and Chargers type deal. In the end of the game, ball on the 1 yard line, ball on the 5 yard line for him to make a play, and we made the play tonight.
Rivers, ball on the right hash, raises the right knee, takes the snap, looking right with time. With time now being chased, fires it late for the end zone. It's incomplete. Off the hands of Danny Woodhead. Incomplete. And the Chiefs have a seventh consecutive victory on the last play of the game.
Your thoughts about that contest?
Well, can't take too many thoughts. But I mentioned the team. I mean, it was by 1 point or 20 points. It doesn't matter. You won the game. And there was some good character in there battling through it. Sloppy football, though. We can't do that. We gotta fix that. We got the last couple, first half of last week, and then this week we played sloppy football. So we got to straighten that out, focus a little better in practice, and do a better job there.
I want to ask you about a couple of the players out there today. One is Ford.
Yeah, D did a nice job. I mean, three sacks. So our defense got five sacks on Phillip. D had three of those, and he played fast and ferocious football, which is great to see. You know, he's in a little bit of a groove now. He's got two starts under his belt and doing some nice things with it.
I'm talk about the quarterback on the other side, Rivers. What do you think of his performance?
The guy's unbelievable. I mean, I've said this before. No. I mean, and he's doing it with guys. His offensive line's beat up, receiving core's beat up, and he just makes it happen. And he's tough. I mean, I love him. I think he's a heck of a football player.
So do I. And listen, it's a great win. But it's not over yet. It's here from the long shot.
That's right.
Good luck next week.
No, I appreciate it, Lynn.
So, Dan, it looks like Andy Reid's a believer in that riddle. An ugly win is still a win nonetheless. And you look at the reasons why the Chiefs got this win. Maclin Smith has been great as of late, but Albert Wilson had a great day today.
Absolutely. And this is what we've been waiting for, to see who was going to be the number two receiver. And more importantly, if they can make plays downfield. And, Pete, Albert Wilson stepped up to the challenge, showing that he has the heart to catch the ball in traffic and make big plays.
What do you like in this receiver? He's not the biggest guy, but he shows his skill right here today.
Well, he's a great complimentary receiver. And more importantly, he knows how to get separation, and if you make a mistake, he'll be off to the races just like he did. The only score of the day for the Chiefs. He did a phenomenal job in his opportunities today. 4 receptions, 87 yards, and that one touchdown.
Those add up to 18.7 DraftKings points, and that makes him our DraftKings performer of the day. Remember, our DraftKings performer of the day is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Head to DraftKings.com and enter the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. When we come back, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, is with linebacker Dee Ford. Stay with us.
Smith will throw a slant. Wilson, 30-yard line, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Jim Ladd, scrimmage Chargers. You'll pay. It's a touchdown. Kansas City, Albert Wilson on a 44-yard slant.
Chiefs get a 7th consecutive victory here at Arrowhead, 10-3 over the Chargers. With me, one of the heroes of the game, Dee Ford. All right, let's just talk about the way you guys won this game, because this was a knockdown dragout.
Yeah, it came down to the wire. I don't think there was a score for a long time, and it just came down to who could play together and really execute at pivotal times of the game. It's all about execution. You know, I think anybody at that time, you know, in the last play of the game, anybody's number could have been called. You know, it's all about execution.
We're going to get to your number called on the last play, but let's set that up, the drama. You were able to get 3 sacks in this game. You're a 3rd one now. You came screaming around the edge. Like, I mean, talk about those 3 sacks and your ability to get enough pressure on Phillip Rivers.
Well, that's what I'm here to do. And it feels good to, you know, really showcase that, you know, finally. And, you know, sacks comes in bunches. I have to take advantage of that time and really keep rushing. It's hard. It's so hard to, you know, I have a lot of good rushes, but you never get the sack. You know, but you have to keep rushing, then all of a sudden he holds the ball, and you just have to be ready.
Tell us about that 3rd sack where you came off. It was like, they didn't touch you, and you just came free.
Yeah, I just get in the zone, you know, just going, you know. It was fun, really fun.
All right, 3 sacks, but here you go. Now Rivers converts 3 fourth downs. Mm-hmm. Let's take it to that point, the fact you're going, wow, we can't kill this guy.
Right.
He stays out there. Let's take it. Just don't get to your play to the end. Let's take those what they did up to that point.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback, man. He was able to really sit in the pocket and deliver some quick throws, and that's hard to do because he was taking some licks too. Phillip Rivers, he's tough, man. He has a lot of grit. And that thing came, like I said, he put his team in position to win that game. And we knew that coming into it. Tombo said Wednesday that this is the hardest game they will play. Hardest game. By far, you know, of course, this is my 2nd game, so it's my hardest game.
Wisdom from Tombo. Let's take the last play, though. Woodhead is an outstanding receiver, over 60 catches this year as a running back. Mm-hmm. You defend him. There's still 2 seconds on the clock. Walk us through the last play and what you're thinking, pre-snap, post-snap.
Well, we knew in the red zone that they were going to try to take advantage of Woodhead's skills. He's great. He's great down the field. And we knew that. You know, DJ told me. They actually tried to run that play 3 times in a row, and we was on it. So it's kind of like magic. Be where you need to be. Do your job.
This league's about being patient, taking advantage when you get your turn. You did that today. What about now and what this means for you going forward?
Just got to keep stacking bricks, you know. Got to keep stacking bricks, and with whatever scenario I'm presented, I just have to take advantage, whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm going uphill. I just want to keep going uphill. That's it.
Now, BJ kind of alluded to it earlier, probably the best game of D Ford's career, but this was a situation where the Chiefs didn't have Justin Houston again, so Tom Bahali needed to step up as well.
Absolutely, and let's face it, we've become accustomed, Pete, to seeing great outside linebacker play here for decades. Tom Bahali has been a part of that, obviously, over the last decade, and doesn't seem to have missed a beat. He's really doing a nice job. With the absence of Justin Houston, Tom Bahali had to step up his game, and now we're seeing that week in and week out in consistency, and to me, I love to see 91 making those plays.
Dan, and today we saw some great linebacker play, also some great receiver play. Right now, Mitch and BJ are with Albert Wilson. Let's go back to Arrowhead.
For another victory edition of Chiefs Rewind, the Chiefs get a hard-fought, slug-it-out win over the Chargers here, 10-3. Albert Wilson, one of our heroes. All right, this was not an easy game. Just the fight you guys had to show to win this.
Yeah, we know coming in, Coach Reed couldn't go over it enough how they was going to come in and do everything they can to pull out a win, and we knew that it was going to be a battle from the jump.
You know, looking at what the offense is able to do in the first half, it really jump-started with your 44-yard touchdown. Just walk us through what happened pre-snap when you see them with nine guys in the box and you make contact with Alex. Did you know that was coming? Just what happened there?
Yeah, definitely. We had a play call coming out. They loaded the box, and when he checked the play, and I knew right then that he was going to come my way, and I just knew if I was going to be able to get inside position that it was going to be a good play.
Another one, Alex, get a free play. Alex, he's a free play, gets the offsides, and boom. What about that play and knowing he's going to chuck it up there?
Yeah, that goes back to the faith he has us into our receivers of to give us an opportunity to go up and make a play, and that's what he did.
Great to see Wilson connect with Alex Smith, but I have to say it, I think we might be seeing one of the best stretches of Alex Smith's career right now.
Absolutely, Pete. When you consider where Alex Smith has come from, started off very slow in San Francisco, but also 9-0 for his first starts here in Kansas City just a few years ago, but really didn't play up to par. You knew there was more that he had, and now we're starting to see the fruits of those labors. Alex Smith has done a phenomenal job with his choices, his decisions, tucking the ball and running, and more importantly, making plays downfield when it's necessary.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Chiefs seem like a better team when he's rushing the ball.
Yes, he is, and that's what we talked about it in the past. What he was lacking early in the season was the ability to take the ball and tuck it and run when he got pressure. Now we're seeing more of that, kind of like what they see in Seattle with Russell Wilson. He's that type of quarterback, an asset with his legs, and now making great decisions and throwing the ball downfield with his arm. Big plays are being had when number 11 is in the zone.
A dual threat who's led his team to a seventh straight victory. Well, right now we're going to close things in the studio, but when we come back, BJ and Mitch will have their final takeaways from Arrowhead Stadium. Stay with us.
Wow, seventh straight victory. Chiefs got it out over the Chargers 10-3, but the AFC stays rich, man. This race is on. Note here, BJ, Alex Smith, 27 wins in his first 3 years as a Chiefs starting quarterback. That ties an all-time Chiefs record. He ties Trent Green. He can break it next week with a win over the Ravens.
Yeah, and the wins they keep picking up are huge. Home division football games against San Diego Chargers. Swept them this year. Swept them last year. Actually, first time they've won four straight against the Chargers in 24 years. It was back 1990 to 92. They actually won six straight. So keep that momentum going. Take it next week at Baltimore.
Yeah, here's one. Take it up a notch. It's only the fourth time in the last